All right, Carson Mumford. Hey, I think a good day for you. You had to practice crash, hurt your jaw a little bit. But that second moto was pretty good. You were in the fight the whole time.
Yeah, I definitely messed up in practice and made it my day a lot harder on me. But, obviously I've rode Paula a million times, but the track was a lot different than normal. And I did still get to learn some stuff, even though I ride this track all the time. So my first moto was pretty good. I think I ended up 11th, but was in 7th for a long time and then just started struggling with my lines, and I got freight trained like towards the end of the race.
Yeah, like, I want to say like in one lap you got three guys went by you.
Yeah, three guys got me, and then towards the end like I started riding their lines and just clicking it up a gear, and actually reeled back in number 29, and I got stuck behind him. I think he got stuck by a lapper, and I made it like a pass on him, had the wheel, and he rode me high, and we almost both went down last lap kind of thing, and yeah. Shimoda passed us both, so I was pretty bummed on that, but got 11th, which was pretty much like one of my best first motos of the year. Yep. So I knew, like, okay, I'm better in the second motos. It should be good. I think I was in, I don't know, 10th off the start, caught up to 6th, made some good moves on some good guys. I had a sick pass in number 29, and I started riding pretty good, caught up to a Fry, and I think, like, we could even see 4th. Like, we were close. And
yeah, so it was a pretty good race there going on.
Yeah, and then my pit board said 14's on you. You know, ride them hard, obviously. Like, you know, it's team versus team at that point. And so, you know, I did everything I could. Like, I pretty much shot my wad holding them back because, yep. I had to do what I had to do. And I kept him behind me for 2 laps. He passed me, and I made kind of an aggressive move on him. And
bumped, yeah, you did, a little bit.
Bumped him off the track, but... you know, not too much contact, yeah. But... Yeah.
I thought it was fine. It was just aggressive, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my team was stoked on it, so why not? And then after that, he sat behind me for, like, 3 laps, and I was riding pretty much at my limit to just try and keep him behind me because, you know, I had 7 Geico guys waving the towel for me when I come by. Then after he got me, I was like, dude, like, I just got to make it in at this point. Like, I'm pretty much dying, like... I haven't had hearing in my right ear all day, and my body's, like, toast.
Yeah. Here comes Hartraft.
Yeah, here comes Hartraft. He made a great pass on me, actually, and, you know, I tried as hard as I could to stay with him, and that was pretty much history. Like, 2-lap board came out, and I pretty much had nothing left and rode it in. I think I got 8th in the moto, so a good day considering what I went through, and it was probably the hardest fought day all the season, even though it was a short year. But good day, and you know, now just doing the thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was a good moto for you, good learning experience, and toughing it out, like you said. So bittersweet day for you guys over here on the team, huh?
For sure. Like, my pit board said thanks Geico on it the last lap, and like I just started like tearing up while I was riding last lap, because you know, I've been on this team for 5 years, and to you know, it's nobody's fault, but I worked my ass off since I was just a little kid, and it sucks to see it go down like that, and there's nothing really I can do and nothing really that I did wrong. Yep. So it's tough, you know, but I'm going to keep working hard, and, you know, if I have to go buy a bike tomorrow, I will, and I'm going to keep at this.
Good job. Yeah, 1-2-3 for the team in the moto, and then you back there. So it was a strong showing if they're going out that way, you know what I mean?
For sure. You know, it's a really prestigious team, and, you know, it sucks to see them leave. It's just kind of a big deal in motocross history, honestly, but... yeah, it was a good day, and yeah, I'm going to go sleep it off tomorrow because try and get my hearing back.
Well, hey, I thought you had a good rookie season, like I said on the show last week. I think it's been really good under the radar, and it ends up in a good way too. So thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.